Mishnah Gimel will discuss from which produce do you have to bring bikurim. Ein mevien bikurim chutz mishivas aminim. You only bring bikurim from the seven produce of Eretz Yisrael. And of course those are wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Only from those produce do you have to bring bikurim. The Mishnah further explains that even within those Shivas Aminim, you only bring from the best and the highest quality of those produce. And you don't bring from a produce that's of inferior quality. So the Mishnah gives an example, Loi mitamarim shavaharim. You would not bring dates from the mountains, because those dates are of inferior quality, and therefore they would not be within the mitzvah of Bikurim. Loi mipeirais sheba mamakim. Nor fruits of the valleys, because again, those would be of inferior quality, and if they're inferior quality, they're not brought as bikurim. Another example, v'lo mizeisei shemen she'enem min hamivchar. If you have olives that produce oil, again, you would only bring bikurim from those olives if they are from the choicest, from the best quality olives, as opposed to inferior quality olives. Now the Mishnah explains, when do you bring bikurim? In mevi'im bikurim kaidem latzeres. You would not bring Bikurim before Shavuos time. On Shavuos we brought the Shtei Halechem, and Shtei Halechem matir all the first fruits to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So before Shavuos you would not bring Bikurim. Anshei Har Tzvayim heviu Bikureim koidem latzeres. The people of Har Tzvayim, they would bring their Bikurim before Shavuos, v'lo kiblu mehem, and they were not accepted by the Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Now although if you bring it before Shavuos you can actually leave it there and wait till after Shavuos to do the ceremony and do the Kriya. When it came to Har Tzvayim, they did not accept it at all, because apparently they were men of very great distinction, and they didn't want people to say, well, if the people of Har Tzvayim can bring it before Shavuos, so can we. So therefore the Chachamim said, we're not going to accept it from them at all, they have to bring it back after Shavuos. Why? B'bnei HaKasuv Shevetara, because of a pasuk in the Torah, it says, V'chag HaKatzir Bikurei Ma'asecha. On Chag HaKotzer, which is Shavuos, is the Bikurei Masecha, the first of your works, Asher Tizra Basada, that you planted in the field. So we learn from there, you don't bring Bikurim until after Shavuos. Mishnah Dalet goes back to the theme of the first Mishnah about who brings Bikurim and who reads the Parsha. Elo Mevin Ve'eloi Karen. There are those that bring Bikurim, but they do not read the Parsha of Arame Ayved Avi. A ger maybe ve'ena kari. A ger, he can bring bikurim. Obviously, it's mechuyev in the mitzvahs, like all other Jewish people. However, he does not read the parsha of Arame Ayved Avi. She'ena yachal loymar asher nishba Hashem la'vaseinu la'seislanu. Because one of the psukim in the parsha is the pasuk of Hashem promised to our forefathers to give us this land, and clearly, a ger, he doesn't have forefathers that were promised the land of Eretz Yisrael because he's a ger. So therefore, since he can't say that pasuk, he does not say the entire parsha when he brings Bikurim. The Maisa Imam Yisrael, what if you have a Jewish person whose mother was a Yisraelis, but his father was not Jewish? So although he's a Jew, in that case, do again we preclude him from reading the parsha because he can't say La Vaisenu, technically? No, in that case the Mishnah says maybe Bikurei. He's allowed to bring Bikurim and he's allowed to read it because although his father is not from Yisrael, his mother is, so he can't trace his lineage back to La Vaisenu, and therefore he can't say that Hashem swore to give this land to his forefathers. Ikeshehu mispalo, when a ger davens quietly among himself, so when he's saying his own Shemayin Esrei, beinoy levein atzmoy, aymer elekei avoyis Yisrael. Again, he can't say elekei avoyisenu, because again, he's only a ger. So what he will say is, the elekei avoyis Yisrael, the God of the fathers of Yisrael. Ikeshehu beveis haknesses, but let's say he's davening in the shul, he's up at Amida, he's leading the davening. In that case, Omer Elekei Avoseichem, he would then say, the God of your fathers, talking to the congregation. V'mhaisi Imam Yisrael, again, what about if it's a person whose mother is from Yisrael, but his father is not a Yisrael? Omer Elekei Avoseinu, again, he is allowed to say Elekei Avoseinu, because although his father is not from Yisrael, his mother is, so he can still trace his lineage back to the forefathers.